Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Friday, the 19th of August, 2011. In the North West London Christian Church, we're preaching through the Psalms of Ascent, that's numbers 120 to 134. And those sermons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. And today we're in Psalm 132, verses 15 and 16. They read, I will bless her with abundant provisions. Her poor will I satisfy with food. I will clothe her priest with salvation, and her saints will ever sing for joy. Now we're coming to the climax of the psalm here, an amazing psalm, one of the longest psalms, and of ascent anyway, and we're coming to this climax of how much God has always longed to be honoured amongst his people. He's talking about Zion here when he says, I will bless her with abundant provision. This is his city, verse 13, the place he has chosen, his dwelling, his resting place, where he sits enthroned. God always desires to be honoured amongst his people so that he can be honoured in the world and people can be drawn to him. That was always his desire for Israel, that Jerusalem would be a magnificent city, but not for its own sake, but so that the peoples of the world would come there and realise that there is a true God and they can find him. And that's true for Christians today. God wants to give us abundant provision, to satisfy our poor with food, to clothe us as priests with salvation, so that we as saints will ever sing for joy. How are we doing? There's an allusion to manna here in this passage. And of course, in the Sermon on the Mount, many people see that as an allusion to manna as well, as Jesus, the new Moses, is providing not only laws in a sense, but the spiritual food that they need. The poor in spirit, it mentions there, Matthew 5, verse 3, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. In the new covenant, we are provided for abundantly. We poor in spirit will be satisfied. And indeed, a disciple is amongst the truly rich of this world. James 2, verse 5, listen, my dear brothers, has not God chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith and to inherit the kingdom? He promised to those who love him. We inherit something far more valuable than anything in this world. The stock market is up and down and mostly down at the moment. The economic situation at this time of recording is pretty dire. It might be for another year or two. It might be for a decade or more. Who knows? But we are those who are truly rich. We have been satisfied. And then verse 16, I will clothe her priests with salvation. Her saints will ever sing for joy. Oh, the people of Israel, when they were faithful, they were singing from the Red Sea to Jericho to Jerusalem. And we are people who sing. Christians are the people who sing with the most joy of anybody on this earth. This record of provision, being satisfied, being saved, and singing for joy is a summary of all the rest of the requests and prayers in this psalm. We are the modern-day priests, clothed with salvation and singing for joy. We have been clothed with Christ. Remember Galatians 3, 26 to 29? You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus, for all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. The promise that God made to Abraham is coming true for Christians today. And that's why we sing for joy. Ephesians 5:19, speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord. Similarly to Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. Today, let's reflect on the fact that we have been blessed with abundant provision. As the poor in spirit, we have been satisfied with the spiritual food we need, that we have been clothed with Christ as Christ's priests, we enjoy the salvation that only he can provide, and therefore we sing for joy. Tomorrow we'll go on to the next verse. Until then, I hope you have a great day. And if you want to know more about our church work, have a look at nwlcc.org. And if you can, please go over to iTunes and give us a review and some stars. Thanks very much, and God bless.